China is dealing with a COVID storm. After lifting many lockdowns, the government reported 37 million people infected on a single day. Morgues and crematoriums are overwhelmed. Streets are empty. Here are some first-person accounts.
People panicked. Some were uncertain. Some were just cautious. The result was that a few days after the reversal, the Beijing was shut down and as empty as I've ever seen it, and maybe even as empty as during the early lockdowns in 2020, 2021.
The government went from a zero COVID policy to having like zero COVID policy. Like there is now no policy. And I think for a lot of folks, there's a kind of a sense, I don't think it's, at least in my reading, it's not necessarily anger, but just like a, what the hell is going on?
Maybe one in three shops are open. You might see one staff person because everyone else is out sick and no one is going into either restaurants or shops or bars these days.
That was David Moser, an American professor in Beijing. Writer and historian Jeremiah Jenny, also in Beijing, and Lisa Movius, an American arts journalist in Shanghai. Let's now bring in Eric Feigl-Ding, an epidemiologist and health economist. He's chief of the COVID Task Force at the New England Complex Systems Institute. Eric, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, we should make clear China has not relaxed all of its COVID rules. There are still some quarantines, some testing requirements in place, but still, there seems to be a storm of cases. How should we think about the speed, that how quickly cases are doubling or how many people a single person infects?
Yeah, so we don't know the exact R number because China's not reporting, they're not testing as much as before, and they're not reporting good, reliable numbers. So we don't even have good hospitalization or death numbers reported to the WHO for like over 2 weeks. But we know from just the general transmission anecdotes that there's scores of people who are sick. Oh, many, many different workplaces, schools are had to be closed in Shanghai, for example. And you just have to think of China right now. It's like the last, you know, virgin field of uninfected people in terms of countries of the world that have uninfected people left. And they're under-vaccinated, especially there's over 130 million 60-year-olds and older who have less than the three shots minimum for protection. And it's vaccines, it's main workhorse vaccines are two of the weakest vaccines out there. And altogether, it's a perfect storm.
You mentioned the Shanghai schools going all distance learning. As far as the reports, we are seeing reports that morgues are overloaded in some places, hospitals no longer have capacity, empty streets and restaurants. When you kind of have a picture in your mind of how this looks far away in China, what comes to mind for you?
Well, I was scheduled to have interviews with Chinese media, and they had to cancel last minute, and I asked them why. And they actually told me, well, more than half of our entire studio staff needed to host the show, and the sound engineers are basically out sick. So, you know, that in itself is a tiny microcosm of how bad the infection was. This is in Beijing. I think China is just not reporting cases because they know the news is really, really bad. The crematoriums, those are all from anecdotes. We know it's really, really bad. There's rumors of many refrigerated bodies piling up in these trucks, and of course morgues being and crematoriums overloaded.
Of course, we can think of China as being far away, but we're all connected. There are reports of a run on ibuprofen, and of course shortages there have created shortages here of things in the past. How should the world think about how we all can be affected as far as shortages of things or perhaps new variants, new mutations?
Yeah, I like to remind the world that what happens in China rarely ever stays in China. And in terms of ripple effects, we certainly got a lesson of that from the Wuhan initial outbreak, that it wasn't just confined to Wuhan, it suddenly became a global thing. Now, in terms of COVID cases worldwide, we're already having an explosive number of cases. That's just the fact of being winter and more variants. But I think also if you infect 800 million people, like, you know, 2/3 of China over the next few months, you're invariably going to get more variants. And more variants is inherently the problem. These new variants are inherently the pole vaulters of the world of COVID because they are adapted to evade existing immunity. But I think in the immediate escape, there could be the high risk of more variants and, you know, supply chain disruption. So I think it's about to explode because right now it's contained in major cities. But once the Chinese Lunar New Year comes, it's their Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday in which millions travel to their home villages. It's going to explode in the rural areas and it's going to get worse and become a national problem as opposed to just major city problem right now. So as a Chinese epidemiologist, chief epidemiologist said, the worst is yet to come. This is just first wave of several waves in the coming months in China.
Eric Feigl-Ding is an epidemiologist and health economist. He's chief of the COVID task force at the New England Complex Systems Institute. Eric, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.